In the 60s is pretty much the place you want to start with the American peace movement, isn't it? But the origins of it depends on your definition of peace. Because in a narrow way, you could define a peace movement as being against a particular war. So there was, you know, a huge anti-Iraq war movement 20 years ago. And in this sense, the Vietnam War really sparked the American peace movement into light in the mid-1960s. For obvious reasons, right? It was a murky war. It required hundreds of thousands of young Americans to travel thousands of miles away to a country few people had heard of, with few, if any, clear successes in battle. So it quickly became unpopular, and it was representative of broader problems with American military and foreign policy. So I guess in that sense, in that narrow definition of what a peace movement was, the anti-Vietnam War movement emerged in reaction to the Vietnam War. It's kind of self-explanatory, but we can and perhaps should define peace in a broader sense, because we should think of it as being more than just the opposite of war. Like, we can include things like domestic violence and poverty and healthcare as being similarly necessary for a society to feel peaceful. And if we do that, we can see the peace movement awakening in the 1950s. It was a reaction to nuclear weapons and the Cold War. I mean, the invention of the atomic bomb, I teach on this subject, and it's fascinating, the development and the manufacturing and the culture and the selling of nuclear technology that goes along with that. The very public testing of atomic bombs put the public in a position of constant fear of global nuclear war. Even if it wasn't happening at the time, it could happen in hour's notice. And that was then tied to concerns for violence in society generally. I mean, the civil rights movement of the 50s and some aspects of the women's movement at this time as well, they made really intuitive links between imperialism and colonialism and military policy alongside domestic violence and racism. You know, the idea that a people's violence abroad is no different to violence on the streets of your own neighborhoods. It comes from the same place. You know, racism abroad is tied to racism at home. So in that sense, there's two readings of that origins, right? It perhaps took a few years after World War II for the peace movement to emerge, but it's got a much longer history than just that common association with the Vietnam War, you know?